Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Pumps. These assholes, they always get away. Those were the words in that grown man's mouth as he followed in the dark a 17-year-old boy who he didn't know. And excuse my language, but those were his words, not mine.
Can't just kill him up for no reason and get away with it, shout. Gotta have some justice. Whether it's street justice or legal justice. I'm Trayvon Martin. I'm Trayvon Martin. I'm Trayvon Martin. I'm Trayvon Martin. In a hoodie, I can walk anywhere. Obnoxious, even though that is obvious, how they freely comply. We was reaching for freedom, now we seeking out justice. Then they get away with it, like they paid off the judges. Mama and daddy crying, sad that their son died. His killers on TV, telling these foolish lies. Ironic is advertised, I vomit on genocide. They taking away precious lives, gotta cover my daughter's eyes. And visually, repeatedly, I feel like they keep beating me. It's 1957, they killing people senselessly. I see this all so vividly, I'm losing my identity. The world is in a crisis, gotta walk with he who's stricken me. I'm Trayvon Martin, I'm Trayvon Martin, I'm Trayvon Martin, I'm Trayvon Martin. In a hoodie, I can walk anywhere I want. Don't shoot me, I can do anything I want. I'm Trayvon Martin, I'm Trayvon Martin, I'm Trayvon Martin, I'm Trayvon Martin. In a hoodie, I can walk anywhere I want. Don't shoot me, I can do anything I want. I walk the
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. It's your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and smells of North America. As always, this is a privilege. This is a joy. This is an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you from this radio broadcast, Black Power Radio, that revolutionary, hardcore, hard-hitting official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we welcome you out on behalf of our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who will be joining us here in a few moments. We open this show in the spirit of the beautiful bald-headed black man, right from your midst, who told you that his purpose was to give our enemies hell from the cradle to the grave. I'm talking about the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And as always, we count this a privilege on behalf of our National Central Committee and every chapter of the new Black Panther Party. We're giving thanks to Almighty God for another day in life, thanking our ancestors for giving us the wisdom and the courage and the strength to fight, and thanking every one of you who are tuned in tonight for our radio broadcast. Emergency, emergency, emergency. Emergency, we are not calling 911, we are calling Black Power Radio, and we are calling out to the Black Nation to help us in this endeavor called Million Youth March. It's the Million Youth March 15-year anniversary, the 15-year anniversary of the Million Youth March. Right from Harlem, New York, 125th Street, Adam Clayton Powell. The Adam Clayton Powell Building Plaza. It's going down and the list is growing as the days go on. And you've heard us over the past couple of months talk about all of the events that's taken place. You've heard us talk about the list of sponsorship. You've heard us talk about the various programs. You've heard us talk about the various modes of action that's popping up behind this bold movement, and we are on point to do it, but we need some financial help. We're not backed by Colgate. We're not backed by Procter & Gamble. We're not backed by Cool Cigarettes or Budweiser or anything. We are backed by the will of God, which is sufficient. And we're backed by the will of the people. And so as they say in the corporate world, we got a shortfall. We have a shortfall here in the Million Youth March as we are working still to secure our sound system and our sound stage. And we are working to secure our proper propaganda materials. And we are working to secure everything necessary to make sure that within the next 3 days that this event is worthy of you, Black Nation, and worthy of our Black youth. And we do not intend at all to fall short, but we would be remiss if we did not extend our hand and say, help us, as we have been going hard. And Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz has been going hard for the past 3.5 months, really 4 months, since we got back from Azania, South Africa, right in the heart of Africa, right in the heart of Zimbabwe, right from working with the Honorable President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF and the PAC Pan-African Congress, and working with the orphanages. We'd come and hit the ground running, and we ran right into the Million Youth March with the faith in God and faith in people that we would survive and we'd make it work. And so we're asking tonight to dig into your wallets and to dig into your pockets. We ask that you donate electronically. We ask that you donate the best that you can and however you can to make this successful. We know you got hundreds out there. We know that you got 50s out there. We know that you got 20s. Some of you even got thousands out there. We are the richest ex-slaves anywhere in the hells of North America and anywhere in the world. The number one consumers in the United States of America, the Black man and the Black woman, and we spend all kinds of money on things that ultimately don't net us any return. The dollar only circulates one time in the Black community, and so we want to make sure that our dollars circulate and have a revolution for our people, and make sure that our dollars are not being capitalized on and spent for our destruction and for self-destruction. They spend money to pay the police to beat us in the streets. They spend money to pay for the incarceration and mass incarceration of our youth and our boys and our babies and girls. They spend money to make sure that we smoke ourselves to death, and spend money to make sure we drink ourselves to death, and spend money to make sure that we are ignorant, deaf, dumb, and blind in the killing fields and educational systems of white America. So we must donate some money to get up out of this situation, and we must spend some money to help ourselves to get up out of this situation. And so, brothers and sisters, without any further ado, to take us further into the broadcast, let's welcome our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power. Welcome on, sir.
All right, Black Power, can you hear me?
Can hear you well.
All right, Black Power and all power to the people. Hotep, assalamu alaikum, praise the Lord, and certainly pass some ammunition up here to the front lines tonight. I cannot be long, but I must be strong. I cannot be long because we got a lot of work to do, and I got a long, long list, and I can't talk too much tonight. So I got to give out some quick information, some quick inspiration, and some quick instructions so that we can achieve victory in this final hour. So here we are on Black Power Radio. We're just a few days out, a couple of days out from our convention, our historical National Black Family Convention, and our historical 15-year anniversary of the Million Youth March, where we are organizing for self-determination, organizing for our youth and their future, organizing for black power, organizing against this war, organizing against war in our community, in the streets, organizing against violence everywhere, abroad and at home, organizing and mobilizing and on the verge of displaying and opening up to the world what we call this Black Power Movement here on Saturday, September 7th. Man, I could get wound up on this subject and teach it for 2 hours, but I don't have time to teach this for no 2 hours because I'm busy at work. And for those of you who are working, I thank you. I honor you. I give you the greetings over this telephone because I appreciate you. You are doing what you're supposed to do in this hour. There are so many that are working on the front lines in the way that they're supposed to be working, real soldiers. There's Sister Melody in Newark, New Jersey, a bold black woman from Newark, New Jersey, who's working for the Million Youth March every day, all night, fighting like an insurgent. As I say, like an insurgent on the front lines and through enemy lines, subways, pathways, boulevards, and highways, as she and another contingent of strong brothers and sisters, Ya and Oba and Brother Shaheed and Bilal and the whole squad of the real soldiers of this mission, the Moors and others, a coalition, Brother Quentin, young Brother Quentin and others, that mighty Million Youth March New York organizing team swarmed the Eastern Parkway at the Caribbean Fest where all kind of crazy foolishness and madness was going on. It was the Million Youth March, like a light and a lightning bolt in the middle of the crowd, fishing and recruiting and pounding the ground to get this crowd out, to turn this damn crowd out, and to get the masses of our people out to hear this Black Power message on September the 7th, this Saturday, and at our convention, the 5th and the 6th. I got so much to talk about, but I got to be cool. I got to conserve my energy and my efforts. If you want to hear what I have to say, you come out to the convention. If you want to hear what Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, if you want to hear what I got to say, come out to the main gathering where we should have thousands and tens of thousands out here on the plaza of 125th Street at Adam Clayton Powell State Boulevard. You will hear what I have to say then. Because we got so much work to do, we ain't got time to talk. And sometimes we just talk too much. And right now, we got too much work to do. We got to raise some money. Let's get to the point. We got to raise some money. Y'all on this telephone line, y'all love the truth. You love the message. You love black power and what we have to say. But you can't be just radio event junkies, just getting hyped over the radio. You got to help. My subject tonight is you got to send some ammunition to the goddamn front lines. Send some ammunition to the front lines that God has damned, the front lines of white supremacy, white racism. Send some ammunition to the front lines of apathy. Send some ammunition to the front line of niggas being niggas every day. Send some ammunition to the front lines where you got some generals and captains and organizers on them front lines. And so, again, Sister Melody, bold black woman fighting out of Newark, New Jersey, when some won't even cross the damn river to go into New York. They act like if they saw New York, boo, that they saw a goddamn ghost and they ducked their head back in their goddamn bedrooms. It's a bald black woman and a mother who don't give a damn about the mileage, little punk mileage from Newark to New York. She's in there like an insurgent, fighting for our youth, a true believer, not a goddamn hypocrite. Yah and Oba on the front lines in the New York Organizing Committee, Brother Shaka Shakur on the front lines from the People's Survival Program, and others that are fighting on the front line, Queen Nasira, and of course the coldest, boldest black woman anywhere in New York City and anywhere in the country, our elder Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely, who at over 80 years old is kicking everybody's behind. She's kicking all your behinds. 99% of you, a bold black woman at 80-something, up at 8 in the morning every day, all day, on and on to the break of dawn, true soldier, as she will be opening up our Million Youth March, Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely. I honor all you soldiers. You make my life easier. All of these damn train rides and car rides up and down the highway to New York, grueling and grinding, I have to think in my mind, is it worth it all, Malik? Do our people really want liberation and freedom, Malik? What the hell are you doing? But there's other times when I see the inspiration, when I see you all moving, when I see what Dr. Kama asked for, a black power movement to come to birth, when I see us moving in that way and in that fashion with this black power movement I'm talking about, then I say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I hear positive messages from Ice Cube, when I hear positive messages from Ludacris Camp, when I'm here in these final hours, positive messages from Steve Harvey Camp, even if it don't come through, Devin, I'm telling you that God is working in the waters. He's working in the waters. He got our minister Hashim and Zynga out of jail, rescued him out of jail from the cold, crippling, calculated, cruel, sadistic, weak, evil and sadistic hands of the white man of DeKalb County, Georgia, and got our brother out because he know that we need our brother, and I need our brother like by my side, like a black angel. So I thank Allah he is out. He will help us with this broadcast tonight. I thanks to Minister Sean Kwali. So even though he's in Louisville, he's on touch and in tune with the mission day in and day out. He doesn't duck his chairman. He doesn't duck his leadership. He knows that it's not going to be easy for liberation. He knows that it's not going to be, as Dr. Khalid Muhammad said, you get liberation just on the basis the way you want it, if it's goddamn convenient to you. Revolution is not goddamn convenient. Revolution is necessary and must be done even when it hurts. Some of you out there are punks. Some of you out there are goddamn sissies. Some of you wearing this goddamn uniform, you're some goddamn faggots. And I said it from the highest office of the new Black Panther Party. But some of you are true soldiers. Some of you are about it. And some of you are the real 5%ers that are behind this march. But the Black Power Movement is running this, all these 5%ers, including the 5% nation of gods and earths today, all of them, born justice and all of them, right in tune with us on this Million Youth March. So we're in a positive mood is what I'm telling you. All the struggle and strain aside, man, we're in a good mood and we have a good chance, black family, a good chance tonight to make history, a good chance to see our dreams actualized. We have a convention and a march that is not preaching integration. We have a convention and a march that is not interested in preaching a message that will satisfy all Americans. There will not be in our march throngs of white folks out there, and we have to be careful to make sure that we make the white folks feel as part of our history as black folks. And we don't have to alter our history to try to make it seem like that the American dream and Dr. Dream King's dream are the same, because the white man of America have not lived the black man and black woman's nightmare. You have not lived our nightmare, white man and white woman, so you will not be marching in our march. You may be allowed to march in Washington, but goddammit, this is for black people. This is for those that were children of those who were drowned in the lakes, the rivers, brooks, and streams. Can you boast that, cracker? Your babies and your great-grandparents and your peoples cannot say that you were drowned by black people. in the lakes, the rivers, brooks, and streams, and at the bottoms of the Atlantic Ocean. You have not suffered no white holocaust at the hands of a wicked, black, cruel slave master. So we're not in the same boat. This is about the children of slaves. This is about us taking responsibility for ourselves. This is not about no goddamn compromise. And this is not about no game with no goddamn entertainers. This is about the liberation and salvation of our people. This is about sweat, blood, and tears. The sister Omnunez fighting on the front line from Florida, making the moves as we're getting ready to go out on robocall. We got to raise some money tonight because we got to robocall thousands in Harlem through the council districts as we're waging a political warfare, given our advice by our political general, city councilman, who you will hear from at the convention, Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building, and at the march on the plaza. We got to have money because I got to help some of our guests. All of our guests are not, some. We just got guests we got to fly in. We got to pay some damn expenses, and they're good expenses. We want to hear, and we're going to hear from General Sutan Seti. We're going to hear from General Seti, and we're going to get him in here by any means necessary. And if you don't want to help, get the hell off the phone line, fool. We want to hear, and we're going to hear from Dr. Wesley Muhammad, a scholar, warrior scholar from the Nation of Islam, and we got him here and got to get him here by any means. And ain't no mystery, God, and ain't no magic going to get him here. We have to get our sound system and our screens right, our Jumbotron screens right. We can't be no raggedy black nationalist. I'm tired of a raggedy black nationalist. God damn the hell with raggedy black nationalism. But some of your raggedy asses out there who will watch us do this work that is about to manifest on September the 7th. Thanks to Silky Slim. Thanks to Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. Thanks to the National Conference of Black Mayors. Thank you, Erica Badu, for supporting us. Thank you for Bun B, who will be dropping bombs on the mic and performing at the Million Youth March. And that's right, and Jim Jones, Harlem's own, he will be live at the Million Youth March. And Jasiri X, the revolutionary rapper, and King Samir Shabazz, that's what I said, will all be performing at the Million Youth March. But it's not free. Can't do all this for damn free. We're working miracles out here. And we need some miracle workers tonight. And so I could go on and on. It's already 8:25 and we got a mission to carry out. We got to raise money. We've told you enough. I could go on and on about what we're doing, but it's everything you say you believe in. You say you want unity, we got unity. You say you wanted a united front, we got a united front. You say you want a march that's uncompromising, we got a march that's uncompromising. At this march, not one Uncle Tom will touch the mic. Not one integrationist will touch the mic. Not one devil will touch the mic, will even be on the damn stage. Black power? Some of you are sitting back here hoping it won't succeed so you can justify why you ain't helping. It's too soon. Everything's too soon for you, you lazy bastard. When is the right time for you, punk? No time. That's the right time. No time. We passed goddamn waiting for this. Now, it's 15 years later. Since the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad have convened this mission and God put us in the right place at the right time. Pardon my language. But we got to keep it real. Now, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad I will not be saying all that on Saturday, September 7th. I will not be using those kind of words. I'm talking to the flock right here. I'm talking to the core here. I know the white man's on the line, too. Oh, Abraham Foxton's on the line. All these devils on the line, too. It's a bunch of wild kind of people on this phone line. But anyway, the bottom line to it, Abraham Foxman, despite my complaints, Mr. Foxman, we rotten on your unkosher fucking ass, your hook-nosed bastard, and your mama, too, and your old ugly babies, and your faggot homosexual lovers, your unkosher bastards. Now, meanwhile, Black at the Ranch got a message for God and the devil tonight. Hell, if we can come down on our own people, we'll crack down on this cracker too. Now, I ain't got but a few minutes, sisters and brothers, because we need to secure our message. We need to make our message seen and heard on the world stage level. We need to tie in and patch in our webcast people. The white man is whiting us out. The white man and the so-called Jews have teamed up to white out the march and to give us no rhythm and no place. So we've been working hard in the black nation. We've been on WBLS and the rap stations and in the hood and on the ground and in the trenches, but we need some last-minute radio advertising. You get up a couple of thousand in on this radio budget tonight and we'll light the airwaves up again all week in New York. Huh? You help us out right now, and we can get the right kind of jumbotron screens that can attract and magnetize the crowd so we can have discipline and order and so our event can be treated right. Don't leave us out here raggedy. Some of you know you ain't doing nothing. Just get the credit card and go to millionyouthmarch2013.com and hit donate. millionyouthmarch2013.com and hit donate. Now, if you in queue tonight, if you on the line tonight, the only people I want in queue pressing one is those that is going to give some money and not pledge no money that you say you're going to send and it don't never come. If you in queue tonight, you got to be giving some money or otherwise press one again and back out of the queue and just listen. But those that are going to give some money, we need you in queue. Those that are in queue right now are money givers. Those that are going on millionyouthmarch2013.com right now and going to put some green in this black machine. Don't tell me you believe in black power and you ain't going to put no money behind it. Nobody says they believe in something and put no money behind it. They in the Christian church. They say they believe in the teachings and the gospel or whatever version of Christianity it is, and they putting money behind that house and that preacher. They in the Nation of Islam, they say they believe in the platform that is being taught by the Nation of Islam, and they put money behind their leadership. Now, those of you out here who say you believe in black power and black nationalism and say you're members of this organization, especially members of this organization, your track record for raising money for this effort is sorry as hell, and the whole black nation and public and people that don't even know us are outdoing you 10-1. And you got one chance to stand up here on this line like men and women and say, I'm calling from Jacksonville, and this is 500. I'm calling from Atlanta, who we ain't heard from, and say, we got 500. I'm calling from Dallas. I'm calling from any of these cities, hell, Louisville included, and Washington, D.C. included, and send some money to your primary cause. If the Nation of Islam put out this kind of effort towards Savior's Day, they would dismantle every chapter that turned in this kind of performance. Now y'all should be embarrassed. If you see what's happening and all these expenses is going down in New York, 2,000 to Hot 97, 2,000 to WBLS, 5,000 to the Adam Clayton Powell building, another 1,000, couple thousand to the Adam Clayton Powell state office building. 120,000 flyers. How many trips to New York? Gas, hotels. The bills is in the damn thousands. Have you done it? You ain't done nothing. And then you're going to leave me out here to do it, and you know what we're doing is right. You know it's the vision of Dr. Khalid Muhammad. You cannot argue with it. I'm telling you, you got a few days to get right, or you're going to be out there by yourself, because we got a black power movement right now that will leave you behind. I'm working with black people that are functioning. Now, you come in this queue and do the MillionYouthMarch2013.com and put some green in this black machine. MillionYouthMarch2013.com, put some green in this black machine. Is Hashim Benzinga on the line? Find me some Hashim Benzinga. Is he on the line?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, you stay right here on this line, and I'm going to see what I can get going first, and then I got to turn it over to you, sir. But I don't want you to be nice tonight. You be courteous to our guests, but you be hard tonight. Because we ain't got no time to play tonight. We ain't got time to give you no nice words. We deserve this money. If I saw you, I'd take your wallet from you. Some of you, I'd go and take your goddamn wallet from you because you haven't done nothing. And you're stingy. You will see us fighting out here and fighting against this enemy and fighting to bring this movement together, fighting to bring black leadership together, fighting to bring our family together, fighting to bring hope to our people. Now, so Minister Hashim will take it on from here, but MillionYouthMarch2013.com and hit the donate button. And if you got some hundreds tonight, some thousands tonight, if you're sitting on that $2,000 donation, you need to step right on in here and just give us some money. You say you love Dr. Khalid Muhammad. You say you love Minister Louis Farrakhan. You say you love Huey Newton. You say you love George Jackson. You say you love Nat Turner. Well, goddammit, we're doing all that right here. So stop putting up pictures like you're dreaming about something that's far away from you and deal with the reality that's right in your midst. If we're doing that which you say you love from 30 years ago, stop acting like 30 years ago you would have been with that because we're doing that right here.
So, and I took it out.
We're doing that right here, right now. So you're bullshitting. If you won't help us, you wouldn't have helped Nat Turner. If you won't help us, you wouldn't have helped Huey Newton. Stop lying. If you won't roll with us and you're running from us, you wouldn't have rolled with Dr. Khalid Muhammad. Stop lying. You stop lying on this damn day and this hour. Now, we need y'all to help. We're on the verge of turning out 10 to 20,000 of our youth in Harlem on Saturday, September the 7th. We are on the verge of having a four-mile massive march. At the end of the gathering, we're rolling down 125th Street, thousands deep. Whose streets? Oh, it'll be our streets. We're rolling up Frederick Douglass. We got all the permits and the papers for everything, legally down, tight, down, packed. Huh? If you say you are security or you're a defense person, if you're a defense, how you going to handle this? With the time moving down, 135th Street from the west end to the east end, down Malcolm X Boulevard, back around down 125th Street, that Million Youth March will move for the first time ever. I had proposed that to Dr. Khalid Muhammad in 1998 early on, but we decided against it, and we should have decided against it, seeing the hostilities between us and the police at that time. But now we are moving, and our march will move at the end of this march. It will be a powerful walk for self-determination. A powerful walk where we will pass out our follow-up program that deals with Buy Black Businesses. A massive self-determined march and walk where we will stop by the projects and pass out to our young brothers and sisters. We see our program for stopping the killing. Our program for stopping the violence. We will be with the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition. Brothers from Newark, New Jersey, mighty with us on the front line. Brother Silky Slim from Stop the Killing, Inc., up out of Baton Rouge, strong with us on the front line. Brother Bilal from Power in Paterson, New Jersey, strong with us on the front lines. Oh, yeah, New Jersey is in the house. Now, don't get it twisted. There's not enough New Jersey, but some strong New Jersey. We ain't caught up in the no lines. All of this is ran by the white man. It's just some lines that some colonial cracker drew on the map. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're a massive march, a massive mobilization, a massive follow-up. A black power movement is in our hands. The December 12th movement is down with us. Viola Plummer is down with us. Autumn Ashanti is down with us. She speaks at the convention on September the 5th. You need to be at the Harlem State Office Building by 4 o'clock. Don't get there late and don't get a seat. All of the greats will be there. Hold one second. Let me plug this phone in. And I'm coming to this phone line. Now, y'all should already be donating right now so we can get some totals. But other than that, you're just sitting in church, and if you don't believe, we got to get some new people up in here. Hold one second. Brother Malik.
Sir.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me rock one thing, Minister Hashim, and I'm gonna turn it over to you. Cause I gotta go already. I gotta do a call about this webcast, and I gotta do a call about all the performance. So let me do this, and then you got to. Okay, sisters and brothers. Again, the December 12th movement is down with us. The National Conference of Black Mayors will be at our convention, Sister Vanessa Williams, September 5th. She and they are down with us. Sister Erica Badu, we're trying to pull her in. She endorses us, backs us. She's down with us. Sister Autumn Ashanti, the revolutionary, brilliant young student from New York, will be there at the convention and at the march. General Sara Sultan Seti, our revolutionary brother from the Black Power Cartel, who's one of the new school leaders in the RBG movement. He's down with us. He teaches on Friday night at the Adam Clayton Powell Office Building. Better get there early. I'm not playing. Dr. Umar Abdullah Johnson, he's on Thursday night. He's on Thursday night at Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building. He's on the panel with Dr. Wesley Muhammad, Dr. Leonard Jeffries. And that's on the Black Education Panel. Again, Dr. Wesley Muhammad is in the house Thursday nights, September the 5th. I mean, where else you going to find this? Let me know. Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Thursday the 5th, and on stage and on the main program. Captain Dennis Muhammad is on the anti-violence panel with Silky Slim and the other anti-gang activists on Thursday. September the 5th, that's this Thursday, Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building. Go to MillionYouthMarch2013.com. This is what the enemy is trying to prevent. This is what the ADL is jumping up and down and hollering and screaming about. Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, our brother from the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, to the future governor of Mississippi, Mayor Chokwe Lumumba is down with us, and he will be at our convention teaching on black politics on Thursday, September the 5th. Thursday, September 5th, come see Baba Chokwe, all of his longtime allies. Just get there early to the state office building. Don't come late because it's a tight deal here from 6 to 10. Going to start on time, in time, and on time. Minister Sean Quali, he's in the house. Our national spokesman, the hardworking Sean Quali, you hear about him, but now you'll see him at the convention and helping to moderate our Million Youth March. He has earned that. And then some, Minister Sean Quali, Shaka Shakur, of course, People's Survival Program, Fred Hampton Jr. in the house, First Friday, September 6th. He's down with us. He's on the New School Leaders panel with who? Brother Polite of the New Covenant. Professor Polite. What do you say? What do you mean, Polite? Didn't you and Polite just have a debate? Yeah, we just had a debate, but it was a civilized debate. It was a strong and critical debate, but it was a civilized debate because we're both civilized men, and we will both be standing on the square of 125th Street in Adam Clayton Powell on Saturday, September 7th, and at the convention on September 6th. Polite is on the panel, Professor Polite, Amin Ray Nasut, and building that strong new covenant. Let me be clear, New Covenant and others who have followed Malachi Z. York. I love New Covenant, and I love the Nubian Nation. I love y'all, and we are family, and we want to see you out you will be out in the house, because our house is your house. We're all in the same house. Whether it's Pan-Africanism, black nationalism, or sovereignty, we can have our disagreements, but damn it, we are one nation under one black God. Minister Hashim Nzinga, who will be taking over this broadcast in a minute, Bun B again performing, and all the way live, Jim Jones. That's what I said, and not Jim Jones from no goddamn Guyana. I mean the Harlem rapper Jim Jones. The list goes on and on, man. How you going to not be there? If you're not going to be here, you should be run out of town by sundown. Professor James Smalls is on Thursday night teaching on gentrification. Queen Mother Dr. Dolores Blakely teaching on gentrification on Thursday night. Jamal Patterson, New Future Foundation, the bold young black youth helping us out on the front lines. He will be on the line on the program Thursday. Adam Clayton Powell, State Office Building. Booker T. Coleman in the house. Brand Nubian will be in the house. Queen of Fool will be in the house. The African International Merchants Agency, our co-conveners, Yah and Oba in the house. Young entrepreneur Mike Taylor in the house. Shahid in the house. The Moors in the house. The Nation of Islam in the house. Jonathan Hutto, Prince George's County People's Association in the house. Let me just make sure I got everybody. All of them in the house, and then some. Who else we got in the house, Hashim? Ronald, give me some names real quick.
Michael Roberts.
In the house.
We got, I'm going to tell you something now. First of all, man, that's the term. Listen good.
No, you better stay up. You better stay pumped up. I'll come back to you. Brothers and sisters, what I already read you, what I already read you is enough for you to give us $1 million. What I've already read to you, these effort, this move, this effort, you know they didn't want to give us no Adam Clayton Powell State Office Building Plaza. They want to give us no Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard and block that off for no new Black Panther Party and no Malik Zulu Shabazz and no children and no Khalid Muhammad. For this Black Power message, we couldn't be where we are, perfectly situated in the heart of Harlem, without a black God being with us. What more do you want? If you will not back this leadership, you will not get any more leadership for the next 100 years. I'm telling you, God is going to come against you if you do not stand up and support your current efforts and leadership. He wouldn't even be the right God if he didn't chastise you for not supporting what he's already given you. If you find something out here that's better than this, let me know. Let me know. I'm supposed to speak with the Honorable Louis Farrakhan in the morning about what he will do to help us. We're asking him to be there. And so I will speak to his dear apostle in the morning. I will speak back with Reverend Al Sharpton in the morning. He supports us. He was with us 15 years ago. He knows that attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz has been working hard in Harlem. He know I've been working hand in hand with the National Action Network. He see our agenda for education, see our agenda for reform of our people, see our hard work in the Harlem community. Reverend Al Sharpton has already gotten the reports. He knows that the Million Youth March and the Black Power Movement is a force in Harlem. It's a force in New York. We are serious. We're not here playing for no damn march. This is a permanent movement we're building. We're on the verge of unveiling a permanent movement. And so our brother from the Civil Rights Movement and the leader of the Civil Rights Movement, Reverend Al Sharpton, has said that he is down with us and he's going to help us in whatever way he can. And so I'm a straight up thinking, and I'm a call right now for all black nationalists within reason, and maybe just for this season, to call for a truce on the civil rights leadership. And instead of criticizing others, why don't we show we can get us some damn buses? You know, you can talk bad about them, and we have our critiques on ideology, but you will not hear me. Let me just say what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to show and prove by what I do, not what I say. And when you can get out there and mobilize them kind of people, they mobilize to Washington, D.C., even though they got certain kind of helpers that will never help us. Nevertheless, civil rights and churches be out there organized. And you out there to stand black power, when you show me you can organize like them, then I want to hear you talking. But like just criticizing somebody and can't organize a goddamn taxi to the corner is not impressive to me after all what I've been through. And so thank you to Reverend Sharpton. I will hopefully be thanking Minister Louis Farrakhan in the morning. And now, based on everything we're doing and saying and preaching and giving our live blood, sweat, and tears for breaking our bodies down, leaving our family, leaving my law practice, going in the hole, going broke, what you going to do, black man and woman of America, with the white man listening to you? Take me to the call line and see what kind of money we got on this call.
All right, we'll go right to the call line here. First, call your area code 504-432-504-432. You're on live Black Power Radio with this emergency fundraising event and call. Give us your donation. Let's go right for it. 504-432. Go ahead, you're on live.
Yes, Black Power, this is Brother Hal calling from New Orleans, Louisiana. I want to donate $30 to the cause.
Black Power, Brother Hal, $30. All right. Minister Hashim, you all with us?
Yes, sir. I was waiting to turn to Bob. Is he still on?
His phone dropped.
All right, good, man. I mean, not good, but I was sitting here doing some work while he was going, so... Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Brother, that $30 is like $30,000 because all movements are based on the people whose names are very seldom mentioned. All churches, all institutions, all organizations that have been founded by black leadership. I don't care if it's the SCLC, CORE, SNCC, NAACP. Small donations. I'll never forget BET. Bob Johnson came to my mama house, or his representative, not him himself. And when he started BET, all you had to pay was like $7 to $14 a month. That man built that institution off of poor black people, $7 to $14 a month, into a trillion-dollar empire. And now look at BET. So brothers and sisters, as we go out on these radio wavelengths, don't think your $10, your $5, your $20 don't matter. This is how we survived. This is how we put babies in college. They would do potluck dinners for $3, and people would buy a $3 dinner, and they would raise money for that little girl to go to Spelman, for that little boy to go to Howard. So this is serious business. And Brother Sean, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of watching the revolutionary, the Pan-African, the nationalist, the educated, always slanted in world history and especially in American history. I was out there watching the Butler, and I watched how they slanted the Panthers and the Butler and act as if the Panthers didn't have a direct effect on the change of America's history. Because we did what everybody in America has been doing since the colonies of 1776. We preached self-defense. We said you're not going to come into our community and gun us down in broad daylight. You're not going to come in our communities and run our women and our children over with your dogs and your water hose. We did what the Deacons of Defense did before the Black Panthers. Because America and the Constitution and the colonies of 1776, when they threw that tea in that Boston Harbor, they had to get, yes.
Hey, sorry to cut you off. Brother, we got to get this money right now. I mean,
but I'm just saying,
we're
going
to get back
Panther
to the history
Party,
of the Tea Party.
From
but
Black
right
Wall
now,
Street, from Black
we got
Wall
to get
Street
this
on,
money right
we deserve
now.
This money.
And now we've already made our argument. Far as I'm concerned, I have made a strong enough argument, not only with this broadcast, but with the labor and work over this last summer and the last damn 13 years.
Now they get now this money needs to come right now. And what I want you to do is collect this money. Get right to the point of collecting this money right now so that we can get what we need to be successful. We need $10,000 right now. We need $10,000.
Let me say this.
Let me see what the first caller is. Let me see. Let me see if I can get me some money. Then I'm turning it over to you because I got to go to another call. You know, we got to work all night. Me and Minister Hashim is going to have work all day, all night. We neglect ourselves. That damn it didn't even take a goddamn bath, didn't even eat, working just around the clock. Now, y'all got to help. Take me to the phone line.
All right, brother Harold, we want to thank you for your donation. Harold gave
Brother Harold give?
Fell off.
How much did he give?
Brother Harold gave
$30. $30. Brother Harold, we thank you so much for your contribution of $30. $30. Now, what we should be seeing, thank you, sir. Now, what we should be seeing is cities raising money. You need to take 30 and put it with another 30 and with a 50 and a 100 and come up off that dime. And I need to be hearing some $500 out of Jacksonville, $1,000 out of Atlanta, $1,000 out of Texas. What we want to hear tonight, all donations are good. I don't care what you're sending in. We need it. So God is my witness. If you just buy yourself, we'll take $5. But I don't want to set low standards tonight. We need some real money. We need some real money. So let's see what's coming next on this phone line.
All right, next call, the area code is 347-287. 347-287. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, National Chairman, Mr. Hashim Nzinga, emergency fundraising call. Go right ahead with your donation, Black Power.
Black Power. This is Brother Shahid from New York. I'm here to match anybody from New York. I got 50 from New York. Come on, New York. Let's get it together. Let's get it up, New York. Let's get it up for our chairman. I got 50. This is Brother Shahid.
All right. This is Shahid Shakur?
Yes, sir.
Shahid Shakur, I know you're good to go. You hold that 50 because
yes, sir.
You're going to have to give up that 50 to the flyer man in the morning because he wants 440. The flyer man wants 440 in the morning, and the people that do the calls, the robocalls, they want $800. And then the airplane man for the airline tickets, he wants another $800. And the party chair people want $900, and the state office building wants $1,000. So you hold that 50 right where you are. Now let's see who else going to come on the line and put up and match this 50, and we'll go right to PayPal or Western Union or MoneyGram or meet you on the subway or the bus, or we come find you. Let's get this money. Bring on the next caller.
All right, Brother Shahid, thank you so much for that donation. Next caller, Eric Coles, 204-464. You're on live, Black Power Radio, emergency fundraising call. Go ahead with your donation.
Four 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 six four.
You're on live.
Where
with your donation?
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're
on live. Go right ahead. Yes, my name is Tyrone. I'm donating $10, and I have somebody else. Imam Akbar is on the phone.
Yes, sir. Peace. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. And we're so happy to hear everyone enthused about this Million Youth March and the Black Family Day Convention. To our chairman and to our national chief of staff and our national spokesman, Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, would be donating $100 from the Office of Minister of Justice and Information. Black Power.
$100. Okay.
$110.
How can we get that from you? Thank you so much. Imam Akbar, who has certainly deserves a strong thank you. He's been manning the phone lines. He has been with me to New York many times. He has secured me. He has done a great administrative job, and he's certainly on a Class A level. When we go down the list of who has performed here, he is in the upper tier, as we give our report on who has come through for us in the way that they should come through according to their abilities. He is in the upper tier, Imam Akbar. And certainly, I will find you by any means necessary in the morning to get that money from you. I will be tracking you down. So we have him on record because we need that money desperately. And so, sir, I will see you in the morning, dear sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Black Power to the Nation.
Black Power to you. Dear sisters and brothers, we're going to greet that's $100. Give him a strong black hand for Imam Akbar, a strong black hand for Brother Shaheed, who has put his $50 up, $30 for Brother Harold. That's $180. We got to go faster and stronger. It's 8:57. We got to have at least $500 to $1,000 by 9:15. Some of y'all got money. Some of y'all working good jobs. Some of y'all getting regular checks. And therefore, it's safe for you. You don't have to bear any of the stress that the leadership does. And so, what I would like you to do is just bear in mind that what we're doing is something real important for our kids. I want to be clear. It's for our youth. It's to let our youth know that they have a future, that they have a movement, that they have leadership that stands up for them, that they have an agenda here. All the great youth, when you see the youth that's speaking and performing here, it's going to bring tears to your eyes. So why wait to see it and go, oh, how beautiful it is? Take my word. I'm telling you right now, it's a beautiful program. It's a beautiful representation for our youth and our people. It's beautiful information to our youth. It represents self-determination and an ideology that's strong and not weak. It's going to be all in, as Queen Mother Blakely says, it's going to be all in divine order. All you got to do, those that's got good jobs and you got money in your savings account, is just go to this MillionYouthMarch2013.com and just hit the donate button and put the credit card information in. Or you can text if you want a Western Union or MoneyGram. Sean, give out your text right now, 240-464-1520. Text right now, 240-464-1520. Break us off of Western Union. Break us off of MoneyGram, man. Come on, show that y'all really believe in this. I don't want to just start cracking down on y'all some more, man, and have to do that. Don't make me do all that. Don't stress us out after we work and labor to give you something beautiful that you can love and respect. Okay, so be in that number. Now put your hand up in queue and let's act like we got some sense and let's not embarrass ourselves in front of the white man and let's sit up here and back our leadership and back what we're doing. If you got something better, let me know because I ain't seen it and I'm looking at everything. The Uhuru movement, Omalia Shetela's International Democratic Uhuru movement, they will be with us. Brother Diop will be with us. It's a strong list, and we're narrowing it down, too. All y'all calling about speaking, y'all need to be giving some money. Y'all keep calling about when am I speaking. Well, when you going to give some money? That's what I want to know. When you going to give some money to help with these bills? Y'all trying to come in there all smelling good, looking good, well-rested to take your place and speak. You're going to wear me down like a dog. That ain't right. I'm not going to let you do it to me. No way. You've got to give some money. Let's go to the phone lines.
All right, next call. Your area code is 214-672. You're on live Black Power Radios. Emergency fundraising call for the Million Youth March. Save the Million Youth March. Go right ahead with your donation.
Hey, Brother Sean Kweli, Black Power, Brother Supreme, Captain Hakeem Abdul Muhammad, coming from the headquarters in Dallas, Texas. Brothers, indeed a blessing, well, the privilege to have a chance to get out, which you just recently getting off the phone with Minister Farrakhan's official representative who will be coming to speak to us, Minister Akbar Muhammad. And he sends a greeting from Minister Farrakhan that he will be there at the end of the rally. So I'll do it like this here. If anybody want to mix and match me, I got $100 off the top. Can I get anybody
okay,
to
how you
going to
send it in? How you going to send it in? We need that right now. How will you send it in?
I guess why? Like I'll do PayPal or something.
Okay, well, can you do that tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm going to pick the money up in a few minutes. I'm shooting a video for Tobias Mackey right now. boy who was shot down 3 years ago by the Dallas Police Department for 8 times. You know, I'm here with the mother and father doing a video, and as soon as we're finished, really, I'll be sending that money to you. Black Power.
That's Brother Hakeem Muhammad, and we hope to see you in New York. Brother Captain Hakeem Muhammad, brother, send that right in right now. So go to paypal.com and do it, black man, because we got bills to pay, and you can relieve the stress off of your leadership by just coming through, even though you're way away in Dallas, Texas. See what I mean?
All right. Brother Rick, yes, sir, Black Power, so, sir, no problem.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, brother. Please hit us up. Let's give Brother Hakeem, Captain Hakeem Muhammad, $100, Hakeem Muhammad. Let's give him a strong black hand. Give it to him. Brother Hashim and Zinger, you got to catch the rhythm now. When you take over, you got to keep the same pace of intensity and bear down on this money. Minister Hashim and Zinger, when you take over in a few minutes, you got to keep the same intensity. Let me tell y'all this. We will be rallying. And
that's the dentist. That's the dentist. The lady in the back of the glasses on is a mom.
Let's take him off and move to the next caller. Hakeem, send the money in. I don't be delaying. Send it in right now. Anybody come on here, you got to hit them buttons right now. We can't be talking about what we're going to do tomorrow and next week. Hell no. You got to be on the phone with Western Union or MoneyGram or headed to the store or hitting the computer button right now. Don't be saying what we're going to do later, because later often equals never. Now, ain't no mystery God up in here. Mm. All live gods hit the one on the phone. If you're a living God and not a dead God, hit the phone line right now and put some green in this red and black machine. Let's go. What we got?
No other callers in queue yet. Hold one second. Next caller is area code 347-844-347-844. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio's emergency call-in show to save the Million Youth March. Go right ahead with your donation. Step up and help us. Thank you. Go right ahead. 347-844. You're on live. Go right ahead with your donation, please. Last time, area code 347-844. You're on live. All right, we'll keep it moving.
They're running up out of here. Who we got in queue? Who we got in queue?
Callers have to press the 1 to get in queue. Anybody can help us right
now.
You
got some money, you press 1 and call in queue right now. If you're backing us up with some dollars, press 1 and call in queue right now. If you're not stingy, call in queue right now. Y'all, and any other night, you'd be packed to the rafters. A million questions, a million speeches, phone lines brimming over the hook. Is anybody in queue right now?
Lines are full. Nobody's hit number 1 yet to get their donations just yet.
Lines are full, but you're hesitating and debating, waiting and debating for oh so long. I turn it into the hands of my chief of staff. I turn it into the hands of the chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party so he can deal with the dead. Call on Jesus, Minister Hashim, so you can deal with the dead. I bring on to you, Minister Hashim and Zinger. I hand over the dead to you. God bless you. I see you all of the living. I'll see you on Saturday, September 7th. Saturday, September 7th, we're doing the right thing. We're doing the right thing, not the white thing. I see you. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir.
When somebody queue in, you just let me know and let them in. But it's a shame before living with God that a brother who has been working 23 years on the front line would take a risk, take a chance that black people in the nation would want something this awesome brought to them. And we know what it takes, because this is our fourth maybe even fifth million march, we did the Black Power conferences. We did so many different conferences and brought our leaders together to organize our people, to give them a fighting chance, the revolutionaries, to have a voice. And over and over and over and over and over and over again, we get to the same conclusion. When we in Atlanta at Morris Brown, raising money to save the college, doing the Black National Power Convention, $10,000 for the sound and the stage and the lighting, $4,000 for the college, over $3,000 or $4,000 for airplane tickets for the speakers and hotels and gas and flyers run you easily into the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Everybody knows what it takes to give the Black revolutionaries an opportunity to speak, and they know damn well ain't no Delta, ain't no Coke, ain't no American Airlines, ain't no Shell, ain't no BP helping us. We have to do it from the people who are on the front line, on these corners, on these streets, selling that oil for our people, selling that healthy vegetarian food for our people, selling them African clothes for our people. And some of them people right now need to understand, because they already overstand, the work to even take the attempt to get the permits to be in racist New York, to get the permits to where 100 Panthers stood to keep Bill Clinton from turning Harlem into white Harlem. And now people like Brother Thutmose abroad somewhere running from these beasts out of Harlem, New York, because Black people didn't stand their ground. Dr. Khaled coming into Harlem during his last speech, damn place empty. And we want to blame the white man. Why we don't have a revolutionary movement? Why we're not respected? And get mad at the SCLC, NAACP, and the different civil rights groups for going to Washington, filling it up with people from all over the world. Because when the revolutionary leaders take a chance, put their babies aside, put their car payments on the line, put their house notes on the line, water bill on the line, college payments on the line, and get out here and bring you a stage at Adam Clayton Powell, the revolutionary congressman, building, not on the side of the road. We're a debt center in Harlem where we need to start a revolutionary movement, where they've taken Black Mega Harlem and made it McDonald's and made it a Six Flags or made it a Disney World right before our eyes. All the strong Blacks that have fought for Harlem, Malcolm and Mosque Number 7, and people like the brother we're standing with, Adam Clayton Powell, and sisters like Shirley Chisholm, who was unbought and unbossed. And now we sit here, Queen Mother Moore, Dr. John Henry Clark, Amos Wilson, all the great ones that fought for Harlem to be the great Black Mecca. We go and we put a stage in the middle of Black Harlem.
Got a couple of calls, brother.
What'd you say, brother?
Got a couple of calls, brother.
Let's bring them in. Stop me when we get to that.
Okay. Call the area code 609-744-609-744. You're on live Black Power Radio with Minister Hashim Nzinga and the emergency fundraising call to save the millions of march. Come on in with your donation to pledge Black Power. Welcome to the broadcast.
How's it going? Yeah, I really love your show. You know, I support you guys. I'm definitely going to put some money up for you. I think that one thing we need to realize is African Americans, we need to control our dollars. What we need to do is, for example, we need to create trade around coffee industry, because I like having some racist motherfucking coffee, man. So it's white foam on the black coffee.
All right, well, that call was having some technical difficulties. Call, please try to call back in. Area code 347-844-347-844. You're live on Black Power Radio. And the emergency call to save the million years of March. Go right ahead with your prayers, your donation. Black Power, welcome to the radio broadcast.
This is the emergency broadcast to save the million needs march. Go right ahead with what you can donate to Black Power. Welcome to the radio broadcast.
Caller 255-603, can you hear me?
Yo.
All right, yes, sir, you're on. Go right ahead with your donation, please.
What? All
right. Can you hear me calling?
No.
Yeah, 255. All right, we'll keep moving. Call back in. These callers are having some technical difficulties. All right, call again, 347-844.
347-844.
Go right ahead.
This is Pop
Gaskins.
Right, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm doing it $100. This is Pop.
$100. $100. Mr. Hashim, what is it?
This is Pop Gaskins, $100.
Brother Gaskins, we appreciate that $100. I'm telling you, we're not embarrassed one bit about how we're raising this money. We're not embarrassed one bit because revolution means change. It means struggle. And so we have to get on here before the FBI, before the CIA, before the world who monitor this show and make our people learn to stop giving their money to Nike. And $200 and $300 tennis shoes. Stop giving their money to a damn New York Giants football game, paying damn near $800 a ticket. And bring your money back to your babies. This is a million youth market. Everybody want to act like something is wrong with the youth, but nobody want to invest the time in the youth. Nobody want to invest the dollars in the youth. Nobody want to build a damn stage and hear from the youth who has something to say and something to offer and is our future. But we, the new Black Panther Party, Black Lawyers for Justice, Youth Saving Youth, and the Committee for the Million Youth March, we're here to say that we are going to stand for the Trayvon Martins of this damn world. And whatever it takes, if we have to beg black people back to giving the youth money, we're going to beg and we're going to get this done. Because once we take them back, they won't go back. They'll stay black, Brother Sean. And we thank you for that $100, brother.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power. All right, go ahead, Mr. Hashim. I'll let you know, sir.
I was talking to the great billionaire, like Malik said. Excuse me, but, man, we've been on the phone all day doing this. This is what we do. We do this for real, man. It don't come easy saving our people with so much propaganda on the radio, so much propaganda on the TV, so much propaganda on the bus billboards, on billboards city to city, selling our people foolishness. We spend $1 trillion in this country, and we spend at least 80% of that with our enemy. So we have to come and remind our people that black power is not free. Black power is no power that's free. Zimmerman kills Trayvon and raised $1 million. Black Panther Party go to Zimmerman, ask, and go to the defense of Trayvon, and we can't raise $30. White America should be laughing at us. White America should be doing us any kind of way. We're in Chinese restaurants as we speak. We're in Italian restaurants as we speak. We're buying some Gucci and some kind of cologne we don't even know how to pronounce as we speak. We're running up in these places giving our enemy our money every day. That we need some money for the Million Youth March, 16 different panels, 3.5 days of nothing but working our problems out for our youth, and the Million Youth March is not a weekend. It's a movement that we're going to carry over, and it's a nonprofit organization that we're going to build and one day give our kids scholarships, give our kids advice from the legal perspective, give our kids medical advice, give our kids advice from scientists, from mathematicians, from people like Michael B. Roberts, who said the only thing he regrets about the 50-year march of Dr. King is nobody got up there doing speeches about economic development and black power far as economics. Everybody wanted to continue to talk like they were in 1963 talking about civil rights. And can we get along? And everybody knows now that Africa is the key to economic development, and we are Africans. And everybody is supported by Africa, as we've been saying, throughout this Million Youth March journey. And Sister Vanessa Williams from the National Conference of Black Mayors have made the mayors international, Brother Sean, because Africa got the gold, Africa got the diamonds, Africa got the zinc, Africa got the rubber, Africa got everything, and the Europeans and the Japanese and the Chinese and everybody's all over Africa. Then they come here and sell us the goods that we can be getting for ourselves. And once we do what Garvey said right there in Harlem, go back to Africa and start bringing Africa to Harlem, we wouldn't have to beg on this phone for our babies. So let's get to the Million Youth March and get reeducated by Dr. Jeffries and Dr. Smalls and our scholars like that. And then let's get with the billionaire like Michael B. Roberts, who can teach us economic development, for we never again have to come to this crossroad where we're acting like we're poor when we're a richest nation within a nation, Sean. And right now,
absolutely.
And right now, we need our people to understand that the only way we can do some college planning, the only way we can do some economic development, is to stop being buffoons and clowns for this nation. Stop doing these sitcoms and these reality shows. Stop going to these places throwing money in the air. We got right here in Atlanta a place called all kind of places, called all kind of stuff, where brothers go in and call so-called make it rain. We need some of them brothers who make it rain on this phone tonight, throwing up $10,000, $5,000, like it ain't nothing. And then they got our national convener, our attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, getting on this radio begging for $100 and $200 that he don't have to, because he is a professional and an attorney at law and run businesses, and he's risking everything he got. Not because he have to. Him and CC got everything they need. Not because he have to. He got a home. He got cars. He got a business. He got a law practice. He don't have to be out here running from state to state, pillar to pillar, having flats on the highway, hitchhiking to New York to give our youth a voice and a fighting chance, and going down there, blood pressure up. He don't have to do this. He just like some of you are listening on this phone who won't send the money. He's putting his money where his mouth is. And then I hate the idea he has to get on this phone and talk about we're going to have a truce with the civil rights guy. Man, there's more Pan-African and nationalists attack us than civil rights, than whites, than the FBI. Because we still got the Willie Lynch syndrome. If it ain't me, if it ain't I, if it ain't us, then it's wrong. Man, we have gave everybody opportunity to be involved in this. And just like what Dr. Khaled Muhammad did in 98, they attacked him. Just like when Minister Farrakhan did the Million Man March, they attacked him. But they should know by now, what you attack, God rises to the top. And when we show up with the sunshine in Harlem, we'll have all those attackers peeping around the corner. We'll have the white man peeping around the corner, and we'll be looking at our beautiful youth in the face, and we'll be giving our beautiful youth their microphones and the knowledge and the power, and be giving them a game plan. So 20 years from now, 30 years from now, our youth won't have to go through this crap, because there's no way in hell, Brother Sean, in 2013, we're supposed to be on the radio era of America begging to save our youth from the penitentiaries and the jail cells and begging for the most intelligent group of people ever to be born on the face of the earth to act intelligent. Come on, brother. Do we got any calls?
Still lined up, still waiting, still listening, getting fed.
That's okay.
Calls, come on and kick in.
That's okay. Because, what we're going through right now, brother, is a new birth of a nation, and it's painful. It's painful sometimes when you're doing it the right way, which is the hard way. Elijah Muhammad had to write the message to the black man, and he had to come and he had to be criticized. He had to be put in jail for 5 years. He had to be looked down on, but he got black brothers to get together and create, with the help of Brother Malcolm X, the Muhammad speaks. And they started selling them papers and selling some fish and selling some good food for our people and selling some good knowledge. Not selling some good knowledge, but giving good knowledge. And boy, the Muslims started to spread across the country. And Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam was one of the richest black groups in the United States by the 60s.
Another caller,
yes, sir, bring it in.
All right, next caller, you have a caller 646-201. 646-201, you're on live at the Black Power Radio, and our emergency broadcast is helping save the million youth of March 2013. Go right ahead with your pleasure, your donation. Welcome in Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
My
name is Quentin Price. I'm 23. I have a 3-year-old boy, and I can't stand to see him grow up in a world like this. I'm donating
$50.
Black Power.
Where you from, brother?
I'm from the Bronx, New York. Actually, I'm from Harlem, New York, but I grew up in the Bronx.
Brother, look, I'm going to tell you something, brother. That 50, what did you say? How much you donated?
He's 3 years. I'm donating 50.
It really ain't about the $50, brother. It's about your heart. God is going to bless you, brother. And you're going to remember one day when the Million Youth March 2013 is talked about, you're going to be able to say, I didn't only support it. I called in one night. They were on a radio show. Brother, convener, attorney Malik Zushibaz, and the director, brother Hashim and Zinga, and the national spokesman of the New Black Panther Party was calling out for people to help. And I called in, man, on Labor Day, when I could have been taking my girl to the movie. I could have been buying me some new jeans. I could have went find me a new hat and crooked it to the side. I could have put some gas in the ride. But I gave $50 because I'm 23 years old, and I know for a fact that God got a plan for us. But he said the work, the harvest is ripe, but the workers are few. And, brother, you became one of the workers tonight. And God is going to bless you. This is not no miracle. This is something that God has planned. And he laid this thing out where we have to come and wake our people up. And however you heard about us and however you got on this radio tonight, I see it as a divine phone call for a 23-year-old brother out of Harlem from the Bronx to bring $50 to the Million Youth March on this night. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Black Power.
Black Power. Brother Sean, we have any more callers?
Go right here, brother. I'll let you know when they come in, sir.
All right. So we on our website, and if you go to our website, www.millionyouthmarch2013, because sometimes our people don't want to be publicly known that they support this kind of movement. So you go to that website and you either push sponsorship or donation and put some money on that PayPal. And you'll notice when you go to push sponsor or donation, you'll see a Black Wall Street. If you got a business and you're trying to hold on to your last pennies, get you a vending table and come out and support us and sell your product and help us with the vending. But you go to that website and you do something, because the only way we were able to put a Black Wall Street up there, if Black Wall Street was bombed in 1921, that means in the early 1900s, black people start putting their pennies together and their nickels together. And before 1920, they became so powerful, they became a direct threat to the United States of America, that the National Guards flew over Tulsa, Oklahoma, and drop dynamite and bomb Black Wall Street. I'm telling you, when we put our money together, we become a powerful force in this country. Get on this phone and put your dollars on this phone line for our youth can have a chance at one day having some pride about themselves. And Brother Sean, we've been talking all month long about we ain't coming as no weak group of people. We're coming and telling you that we got some of the brilliant, most successful youth in the world. And September 6th, September 7th, and September 5th, we're going to let them shine before the world. All we're asking you on this phone tonight is get us a way to turn on the spotlight, to turn on the cameras, to turn on the big screens for when the world sees the Million Youth March sitting there a block or two from the Apollo, which Percy Sutton owned, and Percy Sutton, the great Harlem Knight. Percy Sutton, the brother who was the attorney for Malcolm X, had Harlem where Friday. Bring it in.
All right. Call your area code is 917-659-9176-59. You're live on Black Power Radio and Minister Hashim Nzinga. This is our emergency broadcast to save our Million Youth March. Go right ahead with your donation, please. Welcome and thank you.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Black Power. Go ahead, brother. Who's speaking?
Peace. This is Born Justice from New York City, representing the Nation of Gods and Earth, otherwise known as the 5%.
Peace,
we're
going
to be at the Million Youth March, adding on to the cipher to manifest to our youth that black power is the representation of knowledge, and having knowledge gives us power. And by us having that power, we have that power to make a change. We're going to be right across the street at a law school in Mecca from the state office building, and we're going to be adding on to this great movement. I just wanted to say peace.
Peace, God. We appreciate you.
And I appreciate you all.
Brother Sean.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's keep it rolling. I'm telling you, brother, that something's going on, and I'm telling you, brother, this Million Youth March is a threat to this nation. It's a threat to this nation because when you wake up the children, when you wake up the babies don't have a fear, man. The babies don't have the skeletons in the closet. The babies, man, they are fearful. And they talking about the civil rights movement. When them babies start sitting in them woodworks, when they start putting them water holes on them babies lasted off and played with the dogs. And I'm telling you, the Million Youth March is going to bring out the wrath of God on this evil beast, man, that has been spotlighting our young people as thugs, been shooting them 51 times when they were going to get married and do the right thing. God has raised up this moment. Dr. Collins planted this seed, and now the stalk is right, the tree is right. Now we're going to show them new George Washington Carvers, man, them new Elijah Muhammad's, man, them new Frederick Douglass's, man, them new Ida B. Wells, them new Surge on the Truth. We're going to show them that Adam Clayton Powell and that building, that man didn't get that name on that damn building for free. That man had to walk those streets of Harlem. That man had to picket hospitals. That man took a couple of black men in the place to eat, and they told him, nigga, you don't bring black people in the Congress meal room. He came back with a busload of the darkest black man he could find. He said he went to some part of down south to speak, and 25 Panthers met him with loaded shotguns. And the pig showed up and said, y'all can't have these guns. And they said, look, you killed Dr. King. You ain't killing no more of our leaders. We're guarding him the whole time he's here. And Adam Clayton Powell said the Panthers stuck with him, guarded his life, brought him back to the airport, and he left unharmed. The Black Panthers have a history of doing the right thing, and the new Black Panther Party has been on the front line in Gina, the front line in Cincinnati, the front line in New York, the front line in West Virginia, just coming back from Africa. 23 years of being watched by this FBI, tracked down by this government, and still standing. It's time for the Million Youth March in Harlem, and it's time for some people to stop shuffling backboning and being Sambo and everything I can call them under this phone, and start standing up and being kings and queens and goddesses and princesses, and started the moving that money in the right direction toward revolution. The little old faggot J. Edgar Hoover, why did he become known? Why do we know his name? Because he's the little sneaky cracker who we let, Africans let, take Garvey down and ship Garvey out of this country and destroy the Nation of Islam and get the Malcolm situation in place. Assassinated with the FBI, Fred Hampton Jr., Mark Clark, started destroying us. And then he pimped every president because he had every last one of them recorded with these old illegal taps that they used, and he basically was a treason to this country, and his name is on a building called the FBI. And the day we take Harlem back right before their eyes with our youth, and we teach our youth the history. We teach them the history of COINTELPRO. We teach them the history of how black America is controlled, and we're going to take this lease off our kids' neck. They ain't dogs, and let them be man and stand up, and our youth going to be protected. No more Trayvon Martin shot down in broad daylight for drinking tea and eating Skittles. No more. No more, man. The criminal justice system, no longer can I be in Gwinnett County Jail, and they bring a little brother into the jail arrested for cussing over a basketball game while he's buying lunch in a Zaxby's. Man, we got to stop this illegal frisk and search. We got to stop this illegal straight bus rides of 50, 60 buses at a time without people going to these federal penitentiaries and being held hostage and then put back on the cotton fields of Georgia, brother. I'm telling you, down here in Georgia, you got brothers chopping cotton again from the president, brother, with white men on horses with shotguns, looking like 1923. So this Million Youth March is to make us black men, make us dignified, make us black educators, to show the other side, the other 97% that we never see of our youth, who making them straight A's and them 4.0s and who are moving these corporations, but they have them hid in corners. Million Youth March is here to spotlight the evil of America and the brilliance of our people. Brother Sean, I hope somebody has light his phones up. Let's hear it.
All right. Eric called 609-744-609-744. You're on live at Black Power Radio. Minister Hashim and Zim in our emergency broadcast to save the Million Youth March. Go ahead with your donation, please. Welcome.
Black Power, brothers. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sir.
Right.
Black Power. I love your show, man. I love your show. You know what it comes down to is we got to control our dollars. We got to control our dollars. And one of the things we got to do is create, like, our own, like, coffee companies because, you know, I'm sick of going to Dunkin' Donuts and getting racist motherfucking coffee with white foam on top of the coffee. All right, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches introducing racist coffee.
Sean, you know what that means?
What that means,
we're getting
sir?
Somewhere. That means we're getting somewhere. Whenever you got your enemy monitoring you to the point where he would take his time to dial in and be a damn clown like we saying he is, these are the same people controlling our youth. These are the same people who turned against this man named Barack Obama because they couldn't stand the thought from 1776, the way they set this up, where the white man that didn't own land couldn't even vote in this country, less known the white woman, less known the black slave. And now one of the children of a Kenyan, of a Mau Mau, leads this nation. Regardless of how he, to us, is not doing the right thing and is caught up in the system, they still hate it with a passion that the black man rises above all of what we just heard, and we're still standing.
That's
right. I'm telling you, brother, I'm so excited about the Million Youth March because I know the work it takes to even forget the work, Brother Sean. When you dream, when you have a situation, when you wish you can do something, you think about doing something, when you think about coming to Harlem, building a stage, putting a backdrop 30 foot across, 10 foot down that says Million Youth March, National Black Power Convention, millions for Trayvon in the middle of Harlem on 125th Street. When you think about the time it takes to set up, to get all of these different panels and speakers, when you think about the cameras, the lighting, when you think about getting across the street the Adam Clayton Powell Jr. building and putting workshops in there, just to think about that, make most people go back to bed. But we didn't go back to bed. We went to work. We went to organize. And what makes me happy to be on this phone, Brother Sean, is I've heard from youth on the Million Youth March 2013 Gmail, who are coming from all over the country, who want to speak, who want to bring their book, who talking about how they have been organizing, who we don't know about, but now we do. When the elders and the different organizations start to call and say we want to be a part, we see why we got up to do this, Brother Sean. We've already
That's right.
won the victory. We had not a damn penny, bro. And we built a $15,000 website, and it's a working website. We've never been able to do that in the Black Panther Party. And when this march is over after Saturday and Sunday, this website will be turned over to the youth, and it will be working well after we have left this planet called Earth. And it will benefit our people. So I want the convener, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, not when he's an ancestor, but I want him to know now that we appreciate him for taking his savings and taking his bill money and leaving his law practice and crisscrossing this country and going into Harlem 4 or 5 times, taking direct hits from people who know they need to be supporting him and going ahead and taking it. See, the reason it was meant for God to put this on Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz to be the convener, and we got wonderful co-conveners. We got wonderful help and directors. But that convener, man, you have to be built by God to be a convener, because the first attack you're going to take is from your own.
That's right.
Let's go.
All right.
Wake them up.
Code 609-553-609-553. You are live with Black Power Radio. Minister Hashim and Jimmy, this is the emergency broadcast to save the Million Youth March. What can you do? What can you do? And welcome Black Power.
Black Power, brothers, Black Power. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Trayvon, but why is there no talk about Gary Coleman?
Cut them off.
Gary Coleman was murdered by...
Cut them off.
We'll cut the devil off and move forward. Let's go right to area code 862-252. 862-252. You're live with Black Power Radio. This is the broadcast to help and work to save the Million Youth March. What can you do to welcome in Black Power?
Yes, gentlemen, Hotep brothers, this is Dashaun Farad. How are you all doing?
Doing fine.
Black Power, brother.
Black Power, brother Hashim. Brother Sean, well, family, I just wanted to let our viewers, yes, sir, Black Power, I just want our viewers to know, please hurry up and get behind this movement. We are anticipating 50,000 people to attend the Black Power Convention as well as the Million Youth March. And we need your dollars behind us. As Marcus Garvey says, send us just nickels, pennies, and dimes. We take everything. And as Malcolm X said, a revolution has to be financed. And these are freedom dollars. This money will go towards the development of a Black Power movement, as well as laying a foundation specifically for Black youth across the world. It's a Pan-Africanist movement. It will benefit people of African descent everywhere. And that was all I had to say, gentlemen. On to the Million Youth March and Black Power Convention. Yes, sir.
That's more than enough. We appreciate you, brother. That brother's
Thank you.
Been working hard and writing. Is a writing genius. Remind us of all our great writers, and one day people are going to say that name. Brother, you know, Brother Sean, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Brother Sean, let me tell you why people are angry. The Million Youth March has already won. When you read Booker T. Washington's book, Up from Slavery, or you read about Frederick Douglass' book, Slavery and the Civil War, brother, it was never meant for us to be here talking about Black anything. And one thing the Million Youth March has conquered, and our enemy is angry, is unity, man. We have brought some forces together. We ain't been together in 1,000 years, man. Do you understand, Brother Sean, when they look at that website, we're talking about the new Black Panther Party, brother. And you see a billionaire like the Roberts brothers and Mike Roberts. You see rappers like Lil Scrappy. You see people like, you know you're going to see a Dr. Jefferson and a Dr. Smalls, bro. And you see a Bun B. And you see a Tommy Ford from the Martin Lawrence Show, a Lil Trill from Trill Entertainment. When you see the CEO and executive director of 668 Black mayors, and some, when she was on our show, I forgot the number she said of national mayors, might have been well in the six, it was well over 10,000. And when you see a revolutionary attorney like Chukwuma Lumumba, who's the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi now, and when you go to that website, you see a 12-year-old boy at Morehouse out of DeKalb County, when you see a little four-year-old sister, a genius, Miss Beavers, when you see a black man who won the NFC and the AFC, whichever one it is, Super Bowl, the first black man to win the Super Bowl, you see his daughter is coming and talking about global development, and she's a worldwide sister, Tony Dungy's daughter. When you look at that website, you see little brother Johnson, 9 years old, standing up on milk cartons, talking about Chicago and telling them to stop closing schools and telling them to come and see those schools. When you see a Nick Cannon saying we're going to get down in Harlem, the white man's angry, man. When you see people like Jim Jones, who came on board, and Sister Debbie, who created Gucci Man, the mother of Waka Flocka, the sister who created Nicki Minaj, saying, I'm coming, and we're going to help save these sisters. And when you see people like the SCLC, CEO Charles Steele coming, don't even mention Queen Brakely. You know already about that. When you see one of the top DJs in the nation, Greg Street, and the Black McDonald's Association, Mr. Leon Goodrum, and the mayor, I mean, they call him city councilman. I call him the mayor, Charles Byrne. And when you see people like Dr. Khaled Mansour, and when you see people like Fred Hampton Jr., Erykah Badu, and you will be seeing and hearing from Sisters magazine owner Jamie Foster, who's sending us a video sometime in the next 30 minutes to put up. Man, when you see our elder brother, Como Cottrell, who was with us on the first march, and, man, it just go on and on. These people get angry. These people get angry, brother. And we know we got a long list. When you see us writing a mission statement where people can go see where we're coming from, where you can see when our people want to give us something, we just don't get on this cell phone and get on this radio and ask, but they can go to the website, Million Youth March 2013, and they can hit become a sponsor, and they can see different things that we're offering our sponsors. They can go to Benny. This is professional, brother. Attorney Malik Shabazz and all the people that's under my voice who have helped put this together, who have spent 1 hour on a phone call, who have passed out one flyer. Not only do we say we do this with pride and honor under the name of Dr. Khaled Muhammad, who was a professional at everything he do, who was a PhD, who was a roughneck, who was a revolutionary, but he believed in doing things honorable for our people. So, Brother Sean, we're doing this the right way. We could have easily just did a march one day, get everybody on the stage, get out and get out of there, but it took work to bring the convention together, brother, and bring the town hall meeting together, brother, where we can work. And as we've been working through March to bring the mayor candidates together to talk about our people, to bring the town hall meeting with the New York police officials to stop the frisk and racial profiling together, brother. So much we done already, brother, before we even get there. You understand?
Absolutely.
And so we here, brother. We're not here by accident. This is God sent, brother. There's so many different factions and so many different groups of our people who understand this is the hour, like the 5% have just called, like the rappers, like the professors, and like the little brothers and sisters who live in the slums and the ghettos of New York. We're going to teach them that we are and we will always be the kings and queens of this nation. And somebody got to remind them, Brother Sean, and I'm so happy to be part of that number that's going to be marching in to Harlem, New York, September 5th, 6th, 7th, and reminding our young people that we care about them, and we will spend what it takes to get some D batteries and put it in a microphone and turn it on and let their voice be heard. I'm happy to announce to the Trayvon Martin family that everything done quiet down on Trayvon. But God damn it ain't quiet down on our front, because we're having the millions for Trayvon, and the world will be able to hear Trayvon's name once again in Harlem this weekend. And I'm happy that so many people have called at our people that don't have money, they're just passing out flyers. They're getting on the phone. But we got money. We're not a poor people. But we just got to give the call. And sometimes it's embarrassing to get on the phone and get on the radio and ask for money. But the white man at Nike does it. The white man at Rolex does it. The white man at Coors does it. The white man at Budweiser do it. The white man who wants you to vote him in for your city council, they do roller calls. They'll call you and say, support my campaign. We'll end up giving a crack on it. We don't even know $20, $30. So we better learn. We got to get on these phones, and we got to fight, and we got to get our people to once again start with Marcus Garvey, started right there in Harlem, building a black united front and have the money to bag it. And it starts on nights like this, Sean, when some cracker is calling every third call, making jokes and mockery of, one day he won't be able to call these damn phones because we'll have a sophisticated enough system to know he's a joke and it'll flash red when he calls and we just cut him off. But it starts right here tonight with our convener coming on here and being manned enough and bold enough to call people out. Why is he calling people out? Because we've been doing this for 23 years. We done this probably 90 times where people will see us spend our last dollar. People will see us stay up for 6 months, dang near no sleep, to build a stage, to set a microphone, to get some banners, to get those name tags, to get those VIP wristbands, to get the security right, to get the churros in the place, to get the lights in the place, to get the cameras in the place. And then, like he said, they'll walk right down the aisle with their fresh soup from the cleaners on, talking about where do I sit. You sit across the street somewhere. If you can't get in the field, if you can't plant these seeds, like Frederick Douglass said, if you can't plant these seeds and water the field, don't come over here trying to grab a piece of this crop when it grows. We can no longer carry the load on that Attorney Shabazz and a few others carry the load when all of us could put our dimes and pennies together and fight for our youth. This is not a personal celebrity type thing. This is serious, man. When you go into these jails, when you go into these juvenile detention centers and see how this system is scooping up our brilliant minds, the best of our minds, women and men, young sisters and young brothers, and hauling them off with no correct attorneys representing them, making them sign all kind of plea deals. We're on the battlefield, man. We're a battleship in an ocean that's stormy, but we're going to make it through this stormy ocean, Brother Sean. You got anything to say?
You're right on point, Brother Minister, and it's important, everything that you're saying, because as I'm looking at it, I'm reading that you hit a point, you say we're not a poor people. Black people, it says, spends a total of $507 billion annually, $507 billion annually, with $836 billion in total earning power, $321 million spent on books, $700.4 billion spent on hair, personal care products. And so we got the money, and this information is out here. It says apparel and product services, $29.3 billion, appliances, $2.0 billion, alcohol and beverages, $3.0 billion, beverages in general, $2.8 billion, books, $321 million, cars and trucks, $29.1 billion, food, $65.2 billion, households, $16.5 billion, and on and on. Black people have billions and billions of dollars. And if we can just levy a fraction of that to do for ourselves, we won't be in the condition that we're in, and we won't find ourselves hurting so bad. So everything that you said, Brother Minister, is right on point. It's backed up by the stats and the facts.
Well, Brother, let me say this. I appreciate that. You're always on point. But let me say this. Today is what they call Labor Day, Brother. And your Kroger's, your Safeway, your 7-Elevens, your Targets, your Walgreens, your CVS's, Black people on Labor Day, this day right now, probably spent somewhere around in this whole nation $20, $30 million on Bobby Kieran and some sandals and a new T-shirt to go out on Labor Day to a party and barbecue and gave Budweiser and Miller and Coors millions of dollars, brother. It takes right about to do a million youth march in Harlem and do it where it's respectful for our people and where it's respectful for our guests and our youth and our nation that watches it worldwide on the internet. It takes about maybe, if you do it right, maybe $140,000, $150,000 to do it right. The money we spent today on Labor Day just eating barbecue, drinking beer, and laughing at each other, we would have had enough money to do a million youth march in every city in America. Do you hear me, brother?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
I'm talking about today, this Labor Day. Black people ought to be ashamed of themselves. And we don't have the right, really, to blame it on white people. Because we're doing this, what we're talking about, to ourselves. You have to put your money and invest your money in your future. And your future is your children, is the youth. You have to protect your children. So you send your child to the, what Minister Farrakhan used to say, the killing fields, which is the American school system. You send your kids to the killing field. But Brother Sean, do you know, I know it's in Georgia, if your kids don't go into these schools, they will arrest the parents after your kids miss so many days. So what
That's
do we
crazy.
Do? We pay taxes for school. Those taxes add up to millions of dollars. So what is the Million Youth March trying to say? We want to make young parents understand that when you buy that Snickers, when you buy that loaf of bread, you're paying state taxes. When you buy your car and when you do this, you're paying taxes, even though you might not think you're paying taxes, you're paying taxes. These taxes are go to Washington, D.C., and they're sent through the education department. They're sent through Obama's education man back to your city's education. And so when you don't get on your school board, when you don't join your PTA, and when you don't bag your youth in school, you have no business complaining when the killing field kills your young person's mind. If you don't get in there and fight for the right teachers, fight for the right books, fight for air conditioning and the right seating. Our people did this all of our lives as slaves. We're in 2013. We have to take over the school system if we're forced to get our kids, put our kids in these schools. And we just don't talk here, Brother Sean. You know, I was over the PTA at my kids' school. I brought Malik Zulu-Jabbar, and I brought different people every week at the PTA. And we was black powering it down. And they tried to put me out of there, and them black people stood up and kept me in there. We have to continue to talk, but we have to, when we get off these phones, do this work, brother. And it makes no sense that we would sit back and cry and moan about the criminal justice system, about the school system, about this and about that, and we won't come together like the Million Youth March and do workshops and plan for our babies to get out of this mess, man. It makes no sense. So I say, Brother Sean, we have to wake up our babies, but we also have to wake up the black nation and remind the black nation, man, that God has already fixed this. He's waiting on us. And this is a start.
Yes.
This weekend is a start. So we say light up them phones. We say if you don't, we're going to do it anyway. But don't you show up and don't you act like you've done a damn thing if you didn't help us in our time of need. This is a critical point in history. This is a critical point in our time. And Brother Sean, I'm telling you, man, we're not working off emotions. And the reason your brother is so hard to crank up right now because we've been working so hard, brother. I had to go take some throat lunges because I'm hoarse from talking on phone. It takes a hell of a work to make a movement. And Attorney Malik Zulu-Jabbar and others, we're not crying. We're not moaning. We chose to be who we are and to do this work. And the Bible says when you become a leader of the people, you become a slave of the people. Boy, if they know if they were right. You become a servant of the people. Boy, if they knew if they were right. So we're not complaining. We're still like that black revolutionary, we're still here to wake up our people, remind them of their heritage, remind them of their history, remind them that we still rise. And the reason we still rise is because Brother Sean will make a sacrifice to make sure on Monday, make sure on Wednesday, that he have these radio lines lit up. That Attorney Shabazz will make sure that if we get 15 calls and we still ain't got the money for the flyers, that somehow we'll get the flyers anyway. He'll go in his baby penny bank and pay for the flyers. And Brother Hashim will make sure that people who never thought about saying our name will say our name. And brother and sister over there in New York, Yan Oba, will be on the front line every day at the Adam Clayton Powell building in front of the police station saying, we want our permit. And Brother Akbar will watch Brother Malik's back and make sure he get up and down that highway to New York. And Sister Amir will make sure Brother Sean got something to eat and push him out there and send him on back to work. I'm telling you, man, this is a working mechanism. People got to understand the sacrifice that we make. And then the sisters in the Nation of Islam, brothers in the Nation of Islam, brothers from the 5%ers, brothers from Malachi Yard, brothers from all of these different nations will come and understand that God is waiting for us, the tribes, to come together so we can move forward and never have these kind of conversations again, for our kids once again can walk with pride down their streets, can walk with energy and happiness down their streets, and don't be worrying about getting mugged or a drive-by or a blood and a crip going against each other or this and that. The only way we're going to stop that is do these million youth national conventions and teach our children and our young people that they are worthy. And we understand the pain. We understand what they're going through. But we want to give you a different street to walk on, brother. We want to remind you who you are. We want to remind you that that little brother that you're about to shoot is your brother. Regardless of how mad you are, that is emotion. That emotion will take a young brother that looked just like you in the mirror and put him in a grave and take you and put you in a jail cell for 100 years, and they'll throw away the key. And you'll, after 2 or 3 days, you'll realize that you made a critical mistake. So don't even make that mistake, brother. Deal with us now and understand clearly that you are a black God, and let's give you another way to direct that energy. Protecting your community, protecting your little brothers and sisters who you see on these streets who playing in that playground. They going to be somebody one day, brother. And if you don't think they're going to be somebody, ask Benjamin Bonnicker. Ask Lattimore, who put the filaments in these light bulbs. Ask Frederick Jones, who put that transmitter in that phone and put that, change that ice box to a refrigerator. We done so much in this country, man. And we're right now in prime time, and it's time to turn the spotlight on our youth who's been abused, who've been talked about, who said they don't do nothing but wear their pants down low, who said they don't do nothing but gangbang, who said they don't do nothing but drop out of school, who said they ain't going to add up to nothing. But we got a different picture we want to show you. We want to show you a youth, his pants might be down his waist, but he got a PhD, and he can out-teach you 2-1. We want to show you the sister who had that fro, and you call her nappy-headed, but she's on her way to law school at Howard. We want to show you that little boy. You say he ain't got no clean T-shirt on, but he on his way to get his principal award because he went to school every day and didn't miss a day. Come on, man. We're on our way to show you that you wouldn't have no GMC. You wouldn't have no Ford. You wouldn't have no Bank of America. You wouldn't have no Wells Fargo if it weren't for these black youth. Brother Sean, in this last 2 minutes, we got to thank our convener, and I'll let you close the show out and remind people of all the dates. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Am I on?
No, you're on now, Brother Sean.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We want to take the time to once again, thank our convener, our national chairman, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, for all the labor, the hard-fought effort
and the vision to continue and keep this thing going. Also, our director you've been hearing from, and our National Chief of Staff of New Black Panther Party, this is Mr. Hashim Nzinga, also for the vision, the hard labor, the effort, the struggle, the sacrifice, and continuing to fight on and press for our youth. And we thank for all of you who have helped us tonight to make our goal. We want to thank Brother Harold, who kicked in. We want to thank Brother Shahid Shakur, who kicked in. We want to thank Brother Akbar Muhammad, who kicked in. Brother Hakeem Muhammad, Supreme Captain. And before him, the Minister, National Minister of Justice, Brother Akbar. We want to thank Brother Pop Gaskins for his donation of 100. We want to thank Brother Quentin for his donation of 50. We want to thank Brother Born Justice for calling in. And I forgot to mention those who, above, Hakeem Muhammad, Supreme Captain with $100. Email Akbar, Minister of Justice with $100. Shahid Shakur, Chairman in New York, Minister of Justice now in New York, $50. Brother Harold, $30. And all of you who have donated, all of you who have gone to the website as we're talking to build, MillionYouthMarch2013.com. Again, that's MillionYouthMarch2013.com. Go right to donate. Takes you right to the PayPal link. Or if you have PayPal direct, go and put in attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com, attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com, and let's help to save the Million Youth March 2013. Thank you so much. Minister Hashim Nzinga, back to you, sir. All right, Minister Hashim, you on?
Yes, I just want to say, Brother Sean, that I am so. Are we still on air?
We're live streaming. We just got a few minutes left.
Well, let me say this, man. I am so proud of our convener. I'm so proud of everybody whose names never get mentioned on these shows, but you know who you are. That's how it's always been with Africa. That's how it's always been in Black America. That the unnamed heroes. Heroes and heroes, they know who they are. But when your names don't get mentioned, sometimes you don't get targeted like Brother Hashim and end up being a target of the FBI and end up going through pure hell, and you can continuously do the work. So don't always think because your name ain't mentioned that that's not a good design, because they don't need to know everybody who's working. But we love you, and we're so successful, and it's such a great weekend, and I'm waiting on the sun to come up on Thursday and go down and come up on Friday and go down and come up on Saturday, September 7th, so we can show Tokyo, Japan, the Bahamas, Haiti, South Africa, and the world, and show our God that he hadn't wasted time with these black seeds in America, and we're going to show him that we're going to fight to the end for people to respect this group of people called Africans in America. Thank you, Brother Sean.
All right, thank you so much. I did directing of the Million Youth March 2013. And once again, for those who've been listening and you've enjoyed this broadcast, be sure to do what you can to help and save this Million Youth March 2013, this National Black Family Convention, as we work to meet the shortfall of this event with just 3 days left. 3 days left, really now 2 days left to meet this shortfall and to overcome this disadvantage. And we're still fighting. We'll be fighting up until the midnight hour every night up until the march. So reach out to your friends. Reach out to those who can support. We'll be reaching out to our networks to make this happen. Once again, thanks to all who have come on tonight to help. We even thank our haters and our critics. Thank you all for the motivation, as we will fight for black youth. We will fight to make sure that Trayvon Martins and those like him and Sean Bells and Oscar Grants and Erica Boyd and others, that it does not happen like that anymore in the hills of North America. We will get a movement. We will employ our youth. We will turn this thing around, and we will do it in a righteous fashion. So, again, that's MillionYouthMarch2013.com, and you can hit the donate button there. Go to PayPal.com and use the email attorney.shabazz. Donate what you can and donate what you have out of what God has given. And we thank you all so much for listening, and I ask that you join us on Wednesday. We'll be back Wednesday, maybe sooner, but most officially back Wednesday, 8 p.m., as we'll come back. We'll never know who we'll have on. We may have a Jim Jones on, and may have somebody on
that, you know, that you'll hear while they endorse as we push forward into these final days until the Million Youth March 15-year anniversary and the National Black Family Convention. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Stay strong. Remember, I told you this. It's black power for black people. It's all power to the people. And remember this. If black people are not free, nobody's free. Black power.
I get it. I get it.